Today we begin a new parak, parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now, in order to understand the Mishnah, I just want to give a quick intro to a new concept. In those days, they used to have in a Rishus Harabim, in a public domain, there would be a well, a be'er, a well. And the well, the way it was structured, it was at least 10 tefachim deep in the ground. Now, when you have a well which is 10 tefachim deep in the ground, it makes that well as if it's its own domain, and now it's Rishus HaYachid, a private domain. So the problem that they had was that how do you take water out of a well on Shabbos? Because when you remove it from the well, you carry from a private domain, a Rishus HaYachid, the well, to a public domain, to a Rishus Rabbim, you know, where the well is situated. So how on earth do you remove the water from the well on Shabbos? So now the Mishnah is going to discuss the heter, the permissible way to do it. Here we go. Osen pasen, a person is permitted to make pasen, la be'eros, for his wells that are in a public domain, arba duyumden. So what does this mean? They would make pasen. Pasen are boards. They would take boards and they would make it like an L shape around the be'er. Arba duyumden, four duyumden. Duyumden is a milam or kevin, a mixed up word, meaning it's a breakdown. Duyumden is du amud, which means two pillars. They would have two pillars or two beams that were shaped like an L shape, 90 degree angle. And they would place these four duyumdens at each corner of the well with a little bit of space in between. And this would, you know, kind of, you know, go all around the well. So imagine you have a corner shape in one corner, right, left, you know, on top, then right, left, on the bottom, with spaces in between. And this structure would permit carrying from the be'er to the public domain, to the shrabim, because it says here, Nirin Kishmona, it looked like it was eight beams, eight boards, because every L is like two, right? It's, you know, one going one way, one going the other way. So four diyumdins, four times two is eight. So they had like these, you know, these eight boards, which look like four L shapes with a little bit of space in between each one around the be'er. And this enclosed the be'er within the public domain, within the shrabim, as one giant domain, and therefore was permitted to draw the water out of the well into the public domain. I strongly recommend if you have the Mishnayos open, because the app does not have the picture, if you can get access to Mishnayos, they have a picture there and it'll explain exactly what we're talking about. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Rabbi Meir says, Shmona, same concept, but he requires eight of these pasim, of these boards, which nirin kishnei masa, which appears to be like 12. How? Arba diyumdin, four in each corner, like we just discussed. And each four was an L shape, so L has two sides, so four times two is eight. And then v'arba pshutin, four straight boards that are not an L shape, in between each L shape. So four plus eight is 12, that's what gets you to 12. Again, I recommend looking in the Mishnayos at the picture so you can see exactly what we mean. But the idea is you have a well in the middle, you have four L-shaped pieces on around it, and then between one L-shape to the other, there's another board in the middle, you know, with space around it. Gavan, its height was asar tefachim, was 10 tefachim tall, because a mechitza has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. Rachman, the width of these beams were shisha tefachim, they were 6 tefachim wide. The avian, their thickness could be koshu, it doesn't really matter, it could be even a tiny minute amount, it's fine, that works. And then ubene, and between these boards, from one board to the other, was kamalish deyavako shal sholosh sholosh bakar, which means the space could be up to the amount to allow six cows to pass through. The Gemara explains that the thickness of a cow is an amma and two-thirds. So if you have an amma and two-thirds times six paros, it equals 10. So the distance between each board can be 10 amos at the max. Divrei Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that it cannot go over 10 amos. 10 amos would be the max. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, shel arba'a arba'a. He says the space could even be that of eight paros, eight cows. And the width for that would be, let's see over here, eight times one and two thirds. Each para is about an amma, which is, I'm sorry, each par, each cow is an amma and two thirds. So now you take an amma and two thirds, the thickness of a cow, times it by 8, you get 13 and one third. So he says the distance could be up to 13 and one third amos between board and board, which is the distance of allowing 8 cows to pass through. And this is kashuros, when the animals are tied one to the next one, so they're very, very tight between each other, not allowing extra space. Vlomotaros, not when they're untied. So we want to be very, very precise with the space. It's 8 cows tied together, so we have exactly either 13 and one third, or according to the other opinion, where it's 6 cows, you have exactly 10 amos. Now, even though we're saying that the shear is when the cows are tied together, so we want to make sure the amos are very, very, you know, exact, still, achas nechneses v'achas yotzes, which means the distance between the beams are going to be not when like a set goes through these beams, but when one individual cow goes through, one individual cow leaves. What this basically means is that if you have one cow going through, going in and out of a doorway, or you have two cows going in and out of a doorway, you'll have more space with one. So what they're saying here is that according to Reb Meir, that held it's exactly 10 amos, or according to Reb Yehuda, that held the distance is 13 amos and a third, it's not amos mitzumtzamos, exact amos, but amos mechavos, meaning he'll give you a little bit of space. So that's the idea. So again, to get a better understanding of what we're talking about, the best is to get your hands on a Mishnayos and just look at the picture, because once you see the picture, everything will fall into place. And this is going to be this concept of Pasi Biros and the two opinions of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Beis. Mutter lahakar, if it's permitted, it says Mishnah Beis, mutter lahakar, if it's permitted to bring close these pasim, these boards, la be'er, to the well, and to be with samtim, to make exact the space by the well, make it very, very close. Ubal vaj, tehe para rosha ruba bifnim vishosa. Meaning, now I know the distance is, you know, you could go very far, up to 10 amos, up to 13 amos and a third. What about how close can I put these boards? So you could put it as close as if you have an ox where its head and most of its body is inside drinking from the well. What is that amount? The sages said that amount, that shear is going to be 2 amos. That's the idea. So 2 amos is enough to give an ox to allow its head and most of its body inside drinking from the well. So 2 amos is the minimum space that you have to have between these boards. Now that's the minimum distance that you have to be close together, at least 2 amos apart. What about distancing them? So mutter lahakar is permitted to distance the boards from the well, kol shehu, meaning as far as you want, ubilvad shiyarbe b'pasin, as long as you add more pasim. What does that mean? However far you're stretching out these pasim, these boards from the well, the distance between board to board has to be, meaning you could add, you could go very, very, very far. But as long as you're making sure the distance between board and board is either, according to the one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, which was 13 amos and a third, or according to Rabbi Meir, which was 10 amos, meaning you can have, you know, a very, very large distance. You know, it could be 100 square amos. But the idea is that between each board, you're constantly putting another board, another board, and another board, so that your minimum distance is either going to be 10 amos according to a mayor, your maximum distance, I'm sorry, will be 10 amos according to a mayor, or 13 and a third according to a Yehuda. So you can have, you know, 100 boards, and there you constantly make a space between board and board, 10 amos according to a mayor, or 13 and a third according to a Yehuda, and that would permit the Pasi Biros, these boards, to go very, very far, make a great big distance, and this would permit many people to come in and draw from the well and take their bucket of water out of the well and bring it into the public domain, because that a public domain is closed off by this Pasi Biros, making it all one domain, and therefore you're not carrying on Shabbos. The pictures can be found, by the way, in a Mishnayos Kehati, and I assume in a standard Mishnayos as well. These are basic pictures. And any questions, please feel free to email in response, and I'm happy to clarify. But this will conclude Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis of the second paragraph.